All right, we are back. How about that?
How about that?
That, by the way, that ASP.NET MVC book I also purchased early 2009. Whoa. Literally, there's four people on the cover, and we call it The Four Heads. Because, like, you just see their four heads.
The four heads?
The four head book. Like, they're, like, someone's got to pull up a picture of this so they can, like, on the Twitters, by the way, use hashtag MSBuild. Put it up there so Donna knows.
So we can see it on this board.
Because
someone go do this.
I'm not telling the truth.
I don't believe you.
It's the Four Heads book. It's like literally Scott Hanselman, mm-hmm. Phil Hack, Rob Connery, and of course Scott Guthrie. They're just all like, you know, mm-hmm. book smiling. You know, it's a different smile when you're in a
book smiling. Book smiling, but I've never seen this cover. So
well, they're going to tweet at it, and everyone's going to be like, see, mm-hmm. Seth was right that one time.
Ever.
Cosmic universe aligned. Mm-hmm.
So,
for that,
dear MS Build audience, please find this book cover and tweet it. So, because I don't believe him.
It's true.
Yeah.
Welcome back to the Build Live Desk, by the way, here in Redmond, Washington. Mm-hmm. If you're just joining us, we're a few hours into day two of our 48-hour stream. Mm-hmm.
So we heard two key segments just now, and I'm not gonna lie, this is my favorite time of the day because we just heard great key segment by Kevin Scott on the future of stuff.
That's right.
We heard that great Q&A by Scott Guthrie where he talked a lot about Power Platform and mixed reality, just saying. And now, after this, we're going to go to James Phillips where he's gonna do a giant deep down on all of the things that the goo Scott Guthrie talked about in demo form so all of you can see it, see what he's talking about. But before I get all hung up on this, Seth, what did you think of that Kevin Scott AI writing Python thing? That was crazy.
I loved every minute of it. Mm-hmm. People don't know, but I actually studied machine learning in school.
You did?
I sure did.
You studied?
I went to school for at least 6 years.
I believe you.
It was glorious. Mm-hmm. I went to college for like 10.
Mm-hmm. So you studied though while in school?
Mm-hmm. I did some stuff while I was in school, but I actually did research in NLP, machine translation.
Wow.
And so anytime we look at AI stuff, I'm like, whoa. Now, the thing about AI, and the reason why I liked the keynote from Kevin Scott is because it takes a long time to train these things.
Yes.
Because it's basically like a for loop over data optimizing some function using calculus. So this is just doing it over and over and over again. And it turns out that the faster you can push all that data through and have the thing optimized, the better your models are.
Ah.
And so a supercomputer like the one they were showing is absolutely glorious. I think it's a great idea. And you can build very sophisticated models with a lot of parameters quickly.
I thought Luis Vargas did a fantastic job on walking through the whole story of how it started, the vision, the idea, and how he works with like 35 teams in the company. I know you work with him quite a bit.
No, well, I wished I did. Now I'm going to go look him up and be like, hey,
wow,
can I we be BFFs?
Yeah, but he works with these 30 groups in the company and does all this amazing modeling, and then all of our AI tools use it. Like Bot Framework uses it, AI Builder uses it, Luis Framework uses it. Everyone uses that same kind of central supercomputer model.
Absolutely. And the other thing that was cool, and I'm wondering why it's not around here. I wish we had like a wide shot so you could see how big this room is.
Oh, yeah.
But I where is that like robot bringing me pizza?
Okay. So that thing was fascinating.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. By the way,
look.
If I may.
Okay. Dear Twitterverse, thank you for being you because you have done what you've asked. Thank you, James Marsh, for finding us.
The Four Heads.
The Four Heads. Oh my God, this cover though.
It's true, right? The Four Heads.
My face
book,
right now.
That
okay,
is
my face
what I'm
right now.
About.
I have nothing. I'm sorry, Scott Hanselman, but what are you doing right now with that smile?
No, that is many years ago.
I know, but
that is a book smile. Book smiles are different.
Book smile.
You know, book smiles are different.
I understand, but my...
It's called the Four Heads book.
Wow.
Because they're four heads?
Yes.
And there's four heads?
There's four heads. Wow.
It's like the ultimate dad joke for me.
Oh, that's we're back to dad jokes.
Yeah, so that's why I was pretty cool. So we've got about five more minutes. Yeah. I want to tell you a little bit more.
Yes.
We got to talk about this dog robot bringing pizza.
Yeah, okay.
Did you see that?
I did.
Basically, they're like, we did some stuff.
Yeah.
And I was like, blah, blah, blah. And I know that stuff because I am an AI guy. But all I heard was, bring you pizza.
Right. Suddenly you thought, this has been, my entire life has been worth it.
I feel like yeah. the years of research mm-hmm. I've done in NLP and computer yeah. vision have culminated into
this moment.
Finally solving.
Mm-hmm. Your reason for being?
Something can bring me pizza.
That's not you. Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like we can end the show right now. I know we're wow. only 24 hours in, but like
he's
what
like,
what more mic drops can we have? And then the other thing, by the way, here it is. If you want to see Steve Clayton.
Oh, here's the dog pizza thing.
Steve yeah. Clayton had the Kevin Scott pizza. Dog pizza. Mm-hmm. I think we just need to look at it with a moment of silence, yeah. at least 30 to 90 seconds, although that's not good for live, they tell
no.
me.
No. So I'm just asking. So let's real talk with the audience. How many of you like this? And how many of you like me are like, no?
Are you like, no on this?
I'm like, no.
How come?
Because I think
they might spill it. I get it.
No.
They might spill the pizza.
They will probably kill us.
No, they're not like that. They don't. They
you don't know them.
I do. I know how they
work. Look at him as if he hangs out with them.
Listen, listen.
How do you know?
Listen, look, first of all.
Do you have them in your house?
Yes.
He said he had a dog. Is this the dog?
It's a real dog, but they don't think they're not. They're like rocks, but humans, we're really weird. We're like, if we draw a smiley face on a rock, we're like, oh, it's happy. No, it's a rock. AI is a rock. It's basically
a
bunch of okay. parameters that have been optimized okay. using
calculus. I believe
calculus.
You, but if the robot pizza eats you, it's your own fault.
The key is mm-hmm. to eat the robot's pizza. Just lay on
that. No one understood that point.
No, just okay. eat the robot's pizza.
No one understood this.
No, it was funny.
Okay, all right. So that robot pizza thing... Mm-hmm. Oh, it's doing something else now.
Yeah,
okay.
She called it during yeah. the thing, and it
yeah,
was like,
right,
hey, yo.
That's right. Oh, okay, no.
Like, think of this, a dog that yeah. will not shed in the summer.
I don't like this, y'all.
Yeah.
I am not pro. Okay, so speaking of, I thought the Scott Goo Q&A was awesome.
Oh, man, that was cool.
I just love when the audience asks questions, and it was so fun to hear so many of our community members asking questions. I love the question from Magnus. Hi, Magnus. I love the question around, so should you buy or should you build? And I love Scott the way he said, well, you do both, right? You do both. It's not an or, it's an and. And I love that he said it's an and because it really is an and. And this concept of do the things that make sense for your company to do because you are a special person, special snowflake for specific things. But for a lot of very generic things, you don't need to remake the same expense tool.
Yeah, and right? I've been somewhere near Scott Guthrie mm-hmm. looking through conference windows, you know, because I've walked by and he's in a meeting and I'm not in those meetings sometimes. But he is very practical.
Yeah.
Like the thing that was cool to me mm-hmm. was not only that he showed up in his jammies for
yes.
the keynote.
With the slippers.
But number two, it looks like he's like in this posh like mm-hmm. law library in his house.
Yes.
And he's like, no, folks. Not folks. It's my stamp collection.
It's my stamp collection. I like this. But what I really liked about his talk was the fact that he said, use Power Apps. Use Power virtual agents, use Power BI to do all the stuff that's generic and that everyone has to do and have the people who have the business problem solve their own problem. And when you need to expand it to 100,000 people, use Azure to scale.
There you go.
Now, I loved it.
A couple of reminders.
Yes.
As we're heading out, because we're running
out of time,
register at mybill.microsoft.com to
yes.
get the full mm-hmm. digital experience.
Yes. All right. And now to the most powerful key segment of the day. You heard that? I made a Seth joke. Okay?
Yeah.
Seth joke. So the most powerful key segment of the day, it's time for James Phillips to do a deep dive on Power Platform. He's got a jam-packed session of demos. So it's mixed reality, virtual agents, all the things in 1 hour. So if you want to know what this Power Platform thing that I won't shut up about and Seth really wants to talk about more.
I do secretly.
Stay tuned for that.
That is right. It is coming in just about a couple of seconds. Pause. Or effect.
Okay. Also think about
two.
Robot dog or no robot dog. Go.